Welcome to Gruesomely Gorgeous. I'm your host, Taylor Wells. Joining me, my fellow narrator, Crystal Nail. All of our stories are researched by our criminal justice expert, Caitlin Brandt. Together, we are Gruesomely Gorgeous.
Gorgeously gruesome ghoulies and ghouls. It's Crystal here. Have you heard of Anatoly Musfin? A 53-year-old Russian who made his own Russian dolls. Here's his story. Musfin was arrested in 2011 after 26 mummified bodies of girls and women ages 3 to 25 were found in his apartment. After exhuming the bodies from local graveyards, Musfin then mummified them himself before dressing them and posing them in places around his apartment, whom he shared with his parents at the time. They saw the mummified bodies, but mistaked them for dolls.
Anatoly Musfin refused to apologize to the young girl's parents, who he turned into dolls. He dressed them in stockings and clothes and knee-high boots. He even applied lipstick and makeup to their faces. Anatoly also had the sick habit of putting music boxes into the chests of the young girls he mummified and turned into dolls. Interesting. He knew the birthdays of each of his dead victims. He refused to apologize to the parents because he claimed that these girls are girls and there are no parents in my view. I don't know any of them. Besides, they buried their daughters, and this is where I believe their rights over them finish. So no, I would not apologize. Natalia Chardyumova was a mother who regularly visited her daughter's gravesite. She had no idea that all of those years that she visited her daughter, the coffin was empty. She stated that this creature brought fear, terror, and panic into my life with his grotesque abuse of children. Musfin's mother, Elvira, said she never once suspected that the dolls around the house were actually dead bodies. She thought that it was his hobby to make such big dolls, and she didn't really see anything wrong with it. His mother also believed that the courts were biased against him because of his diagnosis of schizophrenia, and he was unable to work and live, quote, normally in society, get married, and function on his own. One medical commission already recommended releasing Musfin due to his schizophrenia and that it needed to be treated, but this was overturned by court. A judge renewed his detention in a psychiatric hospital for another 6 months and so on. He should be able to get the mental health help that he needs in a psychiatric hospital as opposed to being completely released. I greatly sympathize with him because a person with schizophrenia does not understand what is reality and what is not reality. It's very difficult for them to distinguish that. But his reality is his truth and what he was thinking. Quote, "You abandoned your girls in the cold, and I brought them home and warmed them up," end quote. So with that being said, I can kind of sympathize with what he was trying to do with his twisted logic. And he never killed anybody. It was just more of a very disrespectful hobby, I would say. But, you know, it's always good to look at both sides of the situation. What do you guys think? Let us know. can leave a voice message or you can comment on our Reddit. It's gruesomely_gorgeous. And then we also have a group that is also a subreddit called gruesomely_gorgeous as well. So you can find us on there. Speaking of, we have some stories from Reddit, our own Reddit thing that we did. It's the very first time we've done this and we got a lot of replies. So this is very exciting for us. But we are going to read some stories about people's scariest experiences with a doll. So still onto that doll theme, we'll hear some more spooky true stories. The very first story we have is actually my personal story. I was at a slumber party when I was maybe 6 or 7, and we were telling spooky stories and whatnot before bed. And this one girl who I didn't know, it was like a friend of a friend, told us about her experience. Scared me shitless. We'll just say that. Like, I to this day remember it. I am 23, nearly 24 years old, and this freaks me out. Don't know why. But she said she was sleeping one night. Her Disney radio, you know, those ones that all of the, like, rich kids had that played Disney songs and stuff. I don't know. But it was pink, and she said that it started to play Bippity Boppity Boo from Cinderella, and it woke her up. So she looked around. She looked at the radio, and then she saw movement from a pile of stuffed animals on the floor. The stuffed animals were moving to the music until she turned off the radio. They stopped, and she pulled the covers over her head and pretended that it never happened. So it is safe to say that I did not sleep that night after hearing that story. That was a rough night. I did not sleep at all. So we asked people on Reddit as well, what is your spooky stuffed animal or doll experience? Tipmistress_T replied, my mom became a clown doll as a gift. I think they were trying to say my mom gave a clown doll as a gift. She sat it on the next shelf to my bedroom door. In the night, I had to walk past it if I wanted to go to the toilet. I had a feeling that the eyes observed me every time. If it was your mom became a clown doll as a gift, I don't know how to feel about that, and I'm really sorry for you. That sounds terrifying. Okay, so the next person is leather_isopod6474. They said, a while back, 4 to 5 years ago, I went to visit my aunt in another state. She had a love for dolls, and one doll specifically caught my attention. A porcelain doll with blue eyes and red lips and a gaping crack in its head. It had no hair and a white cap with glasses. It gave me a very eerie vibe, and I swore I saw it move. Apparently, my great-grandmother found it busted up on the side of the road when she was young. Kind of creepy, if you ask me. Gruesome_girl, who is one of our other gruesome girls, Crystal, who does the little intro thing in this episode, she replied with her story saying, when I was younger, every Christmas, someone would buy me a porcelain doll. I had shelves and shelves of them. When I was about 9, I had around 30 dolls. Well, one night, about midnight, my black light started flickering. Crystal's really cool, so obviously she'd be a 9-year-old with a black light in her room. I think that's so funny. Anyway, so the black light was flickering. She said, I rose up from my bed and adjusted the bulb and started walking to the restroom. Of course, in a black light, things will look a little different. When I came out and walked back to bed, I noticed it was pitch black. My light had went out. I peeked around the corner of my bedroom door and I saw the doll's eyes were glowing. Needless to say, I slept in my mom's floor that night and the next day put them all away. To this day, I still will not let baby dolls of any kind into my house. Belle of Dumb said, I was bored, so I was staring at this doll and it ended up as a staring contest. Yeah, I won. And then it started speaking, even though I took out the batteries the night before. And yep, that's what developed my fear of dolls. Holy shit, that's terrifying. Why? Annie Mayhem 125 said, "When I was a little girl, I had a toy called Smarty Bear. It was meant to respond to specific actions, turning it upside down, etc., with specific phrases. One night, I was up much later than I should have been. I was talking to my aunt with whom I shared a room at the time. Similar age, long story. We stopped when we heard Smarty Bear's voice coming from the playroom. 'Let's play.' There was a pause and then, 'I like you.' Neither of us knew what to do. But after a few minutes, a stunned, quiet, and terrified whispers from us, and a few more random phrases from Smarty Bear, 'Better ask again later,' we decided to just start yelling for my mom. She came in to check on us, and we told her what had happened. She didn't believe us, and basically dismissed what we had heard. We insisted, so she checked the playroom. Not only was there no one in there, but Smarty Bear didn't even have any batteries in him. We nearly ended up grounded, but we got rid of Smarty Bear the next day anyway. Nope, nope, and nope. Honestly, that house was haunted as hell. So many things happened there that shouldn't or couldn't have." All right, girl, you gotta tell us these other stories. I'm gonna hit you up on Reddit and you gotta share these with us because I gotta hear this. Virtual Beach 305 said, "Not really with a doll per se, but a baby lizard decided to die on the doll's head when I had it put away. So one day when I was playing with the doll and brushing her hair, the baby lizard fell off and into my lap. Bam, phobia of lizards activated." User Juapa said, "One time, when I was 10 years old, my mom gave me a doll for my birthday. But one time, when I woke up at night, the doll just looked at me and started to laugh. Then I started to scream like crazy. I ran out of my room and go to sleep at the floor. Morning, I go to check out the doll, and it isn't there." Asher Eli replied, "My aunt had porcelain dolls, and they're creepy AF. When I was a kid, my bro and I had to stay at my aunt's because my parents needed to go to a different city for a family friend's wedding. Our wonderful aunt decided to put one of her dolls in our room, and I swear, I woke up in the middle of the night and saw the doll right beside me and my brother. I screamed like a phoenix crying. My bro swears he didn't touch that doll as it freaked him out too. My aunt until now doesn't believe this story." So, that is it for this episode. We will see you next Friday for a brand new one. Get ready. Good night.